Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the scriptures this evening to the book of John, Gospel account of John. Let's pray before we read the scriptures and just adjust our heart, tune our heart. You know, it's if you've been in the world all day with a bunch of loud stuff, and you need to just tune in. And you're not just listening to me, you're listening to Him. And He'll say things through me, but He can also say things to you that never came out of my mouth. This Holy Spirit is our teacher. Father, in Jesus' name, we agree together as touching this, asking You for utterance. All of us in Branson and here and on the internet, we join together, asking and believing You and asking You for ears that hear and eyes that see and hearts and minds that discern and understand, a capacity to grasp and receive. And we purpose not to just be hearers only, but to be doers. Thank You, Lord. Everybody said out loud, Lord, show me, things I haven't seen. Give me understanding, to things I haven't understood. Remind me of any things I've let slip or didn't do. Thank You, Lord, for Your precious word, the word of life, the word of faith, the word of victory, which works powerfully in me, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. John 10 and verse 1. John 10, 1, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You know, it seems Jesus didn't take many pains to be politically correct. In fact, there were times that some of the scribes and Pharisees said, don't you know when you said that, you offended us too? And they shouldn't have said that because he got stronger. Well, what you want, you don't want to be mean, but you don't want to play games with the truth. It's either true or it's not. It's either right or it's not. It's either good or it's not. Verse 2, he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. Say it out loud, the sheep.
The sheep.
Are you his sheep?
Yes.
Then say, I
hear his voice.
Come on, say it again. I hear his voice.
I hear his voice.
You hear a lot of Christians that would hesitate to say that. And yet it's Bible. They'd say, well, I don't claim to be very spiritual. Well, are you spiritual enough to agree that the Bible is true? That doesn't require too much spirituality to just agree that what Jesus said is true and right. But it takes faith. So many live by their feelings. Yeah, but I just feel so far from God. That don't make it true. If He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, then He's right there. No matter how you feel, He's there. And if you'll believe it and begin to say it, your feelings will change. Walking by faith requires us to ignore contradictory emotions and feelings and circumstances and declare that what He said is true, no matter what. I'm saved. No matter how I feel, my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. No matter how many times I messed up or what I felt like when I did it, I am redeemed, by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say, I'm saved. I'm saved. Well, I just don't feel like I'm saved. Quit talking about what you feel. You will be a roller coaster, whiny baby Christian your whole life if you don't quit living by your feelings. The Bible never said the just shall live by how they feel. What did the Bible say? The justified ones, they will live by faith. They walk by faith. They please God by faith. They overcome the world by
faith.
Not by feelings. Not by feelings. Honey, your feelings will change with the wind. Have you found this out yet?
Yes.
Quit talking about how you feel. Just quit it. I mean, I just feel. Hush. Hush. You're just hurting yourself. Just because you, I've had people look at me and say, well, yeah, but I feel strongly. That don't make it right. Or true. Feelings can be wrong. I said feelings. They can be strong and wrong. You can feel very strong in a certain thing and absolutely have no right to feel that way. Don't trust your feelings. Trust the Word of God.
Amen.
Feelings will come and go. They change all the time. This is true. Don't say, I can't hear His voice. Say this. I'm His sheep. And I hear His voice. Now notice we're going to be talking about this tonight some more, I believe. He calls His own sheep
by name.
He knows my name. Somebody say, He knows my name. I don't think we realize what we just said. We have virtually no concept of the vastness of creation, of space. We have virtually no grasp of that. Everything they tell us, not too long ago, they got a new telescope in place and it looked at an area that we thought wasn't much out there, and we found out there are untold stars with planets that we had no idea. Well, wonder what's beyond that. We don't know. What we do know is the one who sits on the throne, who created all of this, and all of the angelic hosts, and all of the billions like us, knows your name.
Amen.
He knows you. And He knows your name.
Yes, He does.
He says, how does He do that? He's God.
He is God.
I don't know how. He knows it all and keeps it all. That's part of what makes Him God. But can you believe the Bible? Do you believe this?
Yes.
He knows me. He knows my name. And He calls His own sheep by name and He leads them out. Say it out loud again. I'm His sheep.
I'm His sheep.
I hear His voice.
I hear His voice.
He calls me by name.
He calls me by name.
And He leads me.
Glory to God.
I am led.
Yes.
Hallelujah, by the Master. I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm His sheep. I'm led by the Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. He said in verse 4, when He puts forth His own sheep, He goes before them and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Do you know His voice? Don't check how you feel. Do you know His voice? Don't look at your back past track record. Do you know His voice? According, come on, say it out loud. According to John 10:4.
According to
Jesus Himself.
I know His voice.
Never argue with that. I'm His sheep. And I know His voice. And I follow Him. We're just quoting scriptures when we say that. Verse 5. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. When something strange and weird to you, don't follow it. Because when it's the Holy Spirit, He's the one that lives in you 24/7. You already know Him. He's familiar to you. Verse 14, he says, I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. Verse 16, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there'll be one fold and one shepherd. Verse 25, Jesus said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because you're not of my sheep. As I said to you, this concept that some people have of the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man is not true.
That's right. Amen.
Not everybody on the planet is your brother. Jesus told some of the most religious people of his day they were of their father, the devil.
That's right.
Didn't he?
That's right.
No, no. In order to be in the family of God, you must be born again.
That's right.
By faith in Jesus.
Amen.
And unless you are, you're not in the family of God. And God is not your father. Now you hear people say, well, all these different religions, it's the same God by different names. No, honey, it's not. No, it's not.
Amen.
Well, everybody's just finding their own path to God. No, they're not. The Bible said there are many ways that seem right to people, and it leads to devastation and destruction and death. The Lord said there's a broad way, and many go in it, and it leads to destruction. They're going off the end. But there's a straight, and there's a narrow way, and relatively few that find it. Jesus is not a way. He's not one of many ways. He is the only way, the truth, and the light in life. He is the only. Well, y'all are just narrow-minded and saved.
Amen.
You can be broad-minded if you want to, but it's either true or it's not. Just because people make up stuff, and even just because they made up a religion 1,000 years ago, it was wrong then, it's wrong now. It's either true or it's not. You can't be a Bible-believing Christian and embrace all these other things. People say, well, I got a right to my beliefs. If Jesus is your Lord, you're supposed to believe what He told you to believe, not just make up stuff as you go along. Well, that little comment about being politically correct earlier set me up for that, didn't it? He said, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. How many think if you didn't get it the first time, you could have got it the second time, or the third time, or the fourth? Come on, say it out loud. I am His sheep.
I am His sheep.
I hear His voice.
I hear His voice.
I know His voice.
I know His voice.
He leads me.
He leads me.
And I follow Him.
And I follow Him.
Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.